I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Legislative leaders at the State House say they plan to review workplace harassment guidelines at the Capitol after several allegations of sexual misconduct involving lawmakers. The review could include hiring an independent consultant to analyze the policy. A judge has ruled that the man who acknowledges killing three people at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic 2 years ago remains mentally incompetent. Robert Deere did not appear in court for the update. The next court date is in February. And this year's Thanksgiving dinner isn't likely to break the bank. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted says shoppers can thank a large inventory of frozen turkeys.
An American Farm Bureau Federation survey says the average Thanksgiving dinner for a party of 10 with all the fixings costs $49.12. That's 75 cents less than last year and the cheapest since 2013. John Newton with the Farm Bureau says the main reason is a stockpile of frozen turkeys and the poultry industry's rebound from the 2015 bird flu outbreak.
In addition to that, just the protein complex in general, when you're talking about protein or chicken or pork or beef, it's very competitive this year, and so that leads to even more price discounts to consumers.
Other things that are cheaper this year, milk, sweet potatoes, and rolls. But shoppers will have to pay up for a dessert because the price of whipping cream and pumpkin pie mix has increased. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.